As we go, we saw 2 days of this match pretty much washed out by the weather. You and Alex Gidman have made something of it, and it's a fantastic result in the end for Yorkshire.
Yeah, I mean, the weather's played havoc with the fixtures of late, and yesterday was a fantastic opportunity for us to entertain the crowd, and we are entertainers as cricketers, and you know, to set us 400 was going to be a tough ask, but we would have chased anything down. We're backing ourselves at the moment to get the points we need, and to knock them runs off was a great effort all round, I think.
It's really positive signs, isn't it? Chasing 400, it's only the third time Yorkshire have done that in the history of the club to win a match like that. It shows real faith in the batsmen when they came through.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with Brez in the side, we bat really deep. I mean, we still had Adil Rashid in the tent there. He's got to be the best number nine in the country. Unfortunately for him, you know, he'd probably want to bat a bit higher. But we've got a great belief in that dressing room at the moment. And, you know, you could say that we chased 400 down with ease throughout the day, the way Gaz Balance and Phil Jakes have played there. They timed the innings to perfection. And Gaz, you know, played like he's been playing the game 15 years there. And Phil, you know, he's that old head in that middle order that we've missed last year particularly, and he just kept things calm and timed it well.
You really need a senior pro, don't you, in the side to see a game through on a day like this, and he was fantastic today.
Yeah, we do, and you know, people who are about not backing our own players, you know, that's a lot of rubbish to me when you've got players like that helping the younger players. It just brings players on like Gaz Balance. He's going to improve for that knock today. He'll get a hell of a lot of confidence from that. And, you know, you could question if would he have done that if we'd have had two young lads batting out there together today. I think probably not. And, you know, that's the value of having someone like Phil Jakes around.
Massive support comes through the Twitter feed today and some support in the ground as well. Can you understand why some of the people here thought it was a bit fabricated, this match, and that it shouldn't have been done?
Well, if you'd have paid for your ticket yesterday and you wasn't coming today, then, yeah, you can maybe have a few grumbles about it, but you know, I think what people have seen today is a fantastic day of cricket, and you know, it's rocked both ways today throughout the day, and you know, anyone that were grumbling yesterday surely can see the benefit of what's happened today.
It beats watching a fourth day where the team's just meandering for a few bonus points.
Well, that's exactly what would have happened. You know, we'd have looked to bat the day out. You know, and it just loses its edge, the game of cricket. And over the last few weeks, we've been involved in too many of them sort of games. So I just thought it was a great opportunity to set something up. And fair play to Gloucester for allowing both teams to do that.
Sends a real statement out for the rest of the division, though, doesn't it? Yorkshire sitting top of the table tonight, chasing down 400. Mean business.
Yeah, it does. I think the most important thing is that we backed last week up as well. You know, I said to the boys that good teams just don't do it over 4 days, they do it throughout the season, and I think that sends a message out to the other counties in our division that we're mean business this year and that we're a team full of confidence, you know, we don't fear anyone at the moment.
I can remember interviewing you at Hove last year where Yorkshire had a tough day against Murray Goodwin. Huddersfield had lost. It's the reverse today, isn't it? Huddersfield have done you proud as well.
It is a year, last year of that day. I remember it well. It was one of the worst days of my captaincy. And my footballing support career, but today's the opposite foot. I'm sure a few people will be saying, did I get out on purpose 10 minutes before kick-off? But I can
there were a couple of tweets that mentioned that.
that definitely wasn't the case. You know, I wasn't in a good place at lunch. And then I saw the Huddersfield score, it did pick me up a bit, and then when they put the partnership on there, I started to believe that we could do it, and it could be a fantastic day all round.
Well, fantastic, and well done today.
Cheers, thanks.